7.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Authorities in Madison, Wisconsin say the shooter in Monday's deadly mass shooting at Abundant Life Christian School was a 15-year-old girl student.
She was a student at the school, and evidence suggests she died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police Chief Sean Barnes says a teacher and another student were killed, six other people shot, two critically wounded.
Detectives have talked to her family members this evening, as well as conduct a search of the shooter's home here in Madison.
Motive presently undetermined. Court appearance Tuesday in Altoona, Pennsylvania for Luigi Mangione, accused assassin of the United Healthcare chief executive officer. It's believed he'll end his fight against extradition to New York City. French President Macron announced a period of national mourning after Cyclone Chido devastated the Indian island ocean of Mayotte. Hundreds, maybe even thousands, are feared dead. This is ABC News. New Transportation Department rules about to go into effect aim to hold airlines accountable for mistreating passengers with disabilities.
Passengers with disabilities will see enhanced protections under new rules effective January 1st. Airlines will have to offer prompt boarding and deplaning, safe wheelchair handling, and improved in-flight accessibility. New performance standards for onboard wheelchairs will roll out by 2026. Any damage to mobility devices will be presumed an airline violation requiring swift resolution or financial reimbursement. The changes come after alarming reports of mistreated passengers and mishandled wheelchairs. Dave Packer, ABC News.
SCP Auctions reports Freddie Freeman's historic walk-off Grand Slam home run ball from Game 1 of the World Series this year sold for $1,560,000 Saturday night, with the bidding going long into the evening. The auction house did not say who put in the winning bid for that ball. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers win in Seattle.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. It's the first time they've won in Seattle since 2008. Head coach Matt LaFleur praised the defense after the win.
Our team effort, especially our defense, I thought they played a really good game, you know, for four quarters. Got constant pressure on the quarterback. Got a couple takeaways.
Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper had five tackles, a quarterback sack, and his first NFL career interception after missing the last three games with a hamstring injury.
No, I was very hungry to get back out there and do what I did, and thank for my teammates and doing their job.
Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Nebraska yesterday in three straight sets. The Badgers have reached the regionals 12 years in a row.
Just proud of the people that they've become and the players they've become and how they've grown as a team. And I think they've represented their university and their community and the state of Wisconsin.
That's Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the Gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A cloudy sky for tomorrow with snow showers in the late afternoon and evening. High temperatures climb to the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for Wednesday, a high to the upper 20s. More snow showers Wednesday night and Thursday. It's 39 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. News from the center. WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Folks, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. We have special breaking coverage of the press conference related to the fatal shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison earlier today. We're going to go back to that press conference now. We're hoping to go back to that press conference now. We have Madison Police Chief still
there are many
speaking.
Things that we can do, and we can have those
conversations. This is Dane County Executive Melissa Agar.
But first and foremost, what needs to be the priority for all of us is supporting our young people. And that is where our community's attention needs to turn at this point in time. The police department, the fire department, the city, the county will share additional information about the investigation as it becomes available. But I urge you all to help our community find resources to support their mental health and to find resources to support the victims and families at this time.
Where
thank you all.
Where can people go to see your updates? What can we tell them to do?
It would be at thecityofmadison.com. Me, Stephanie.
People asking for where can they find updates. Cityofmadison.com.
Let me say just before I go, because the mayor mentioned that this was a whole of government response. It certainly was, and there's so many people that we want to thank. We cannot thank everyone, but it's also a whole of law enforcement response. Even though we are in different agencies, we all have the same training, and so I want to thank our partners with the FBI who are here with me today, partners with the ATF, Dane County Emergency Management. Of course, we already talked about our fire department. We've got calls from the Attorney General of the United States, Wisconsin State Patrol, our governor's office, State Patrol, Monona, as well as our sheriff's office. I know I may have left someone out, but thank you for how you responded professionally, quickly, and according to the way that we all train, and it all came together to ensure that no other persons were hurt. Thank you.
Chief, can you just say what time you guys made entry? Just want to nail that detail down.
10:57.
But that's the time you made
entry. That's all. Hey, it's all right, in 1 minute.
They're asking about when entry was made.
How long did it take to they arrive to the scene? We raised back. They received the call at 10:57.
Yeah, so I
they're asking how long.
Information for our next media briefing. We plan
it
to
took
meet here at
police
5:30 tonight.
To get to the school.
And I will work on getting
next press conference will be at 5:30.
I don't have that information. I can see if detectives are able to share that number later.
Okay, and also have they checked his social media at all?
So that is something that is returning any investigation that we'll look at.
They're asking about whether the shooter posted anything to social media that's under investigation. We're going to go ahead and wrap the feed from the press conference. It sounds like it is breaking up. And I want to return. We did have to break away when Dane County Executive Melissa Agard was speaking. We're going to take her comments now. Let's go ahead and take her comments now.
Everyone, today our community is reeling from the heartbreaking and senseless tragedies at Abundant Life Christian School.
And if it can be turned up a bit, too.
who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe. I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Our community is better than this. Our country is better than this. Cannot continue. My heart goes out to the victims and their families and the students and the educators, and the list goes on and on. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community today. Dane County stands united in grief with the Abundant Life Christian School community. The Sheriff's Department, the Department of Emergency Management, Department of Human Services have all been on the front lines. My phone has been ringing from people across our state.
You're hearing comments from Dane County Executive Melissa Eggard moments ago at the press conference discussing the fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School.
To be committed to supporting this school, these students, and these families, and our first responders who went into that building during this devastating time. We must work closely with our law enforcement officers and first responders, mental health professionals, community leaders, and policymakers to ensure that we are taking care of one another. No community should ever have to endure such a tragedy. And my administration is going to do everything that it can to provide assistance to those who have experienced this devastating loss and also do everything that we can to prevent such tragedy from occurring. To all of those who are grieving in our community, please know that you're not alone. Dane County stands with you. We're here to support you in any way possible. Please reach out and ask for help. The governor's office, as well as the mayor's office, and I will continue to update the public as we learn more. But please understand, there are many things that we cannot share with you right now. This is an active investigation. This is an active case. The SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road is the reunification center. I know that that has been out, but we need to make sure that folks know where it is that they can go to be reunited with their children. Again, in the coming days, we are going to make sure that we are supporting those that have been most impacted by this. But folks, reach out, ask for help. This does not need to be the reality of our community. Thank you.
Folks, that was Dane County Executive concluding her comments just moments ago at the press conference regarding the fatal school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School. I'm going to review briefly the facts as we know them. Despite prior incorrect reporting that four or five people had been killed, during the press conference, Madison Police Chief Barnes confirmed three dead, including the shooter, one teenage student victim, as well as one teacher was also fatally shot during the school shooting. Six others, in addition to those three deceased, were injured. Two students with life-threatening injuries were transported to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. The other four injured students were transported to St. Mary's Hospital. This, according to comments from Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes moments ago. Again, that is a total of three confirmed dead, including the suspected teenage shooter who was a student at Abundant Life Christian School, which serves, according to its website, around 200 families. Some reports of it serving just under 400 children. Again, that is six injured that had been transported to local hospitals, two with life-threatening injuries. The police chief stating that the physical injuries are only part of the story here. Those sentiments being echoed by Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, as well as Police Chief Chris Carbon and Dane County Executive Melissa Agard. All of them strongly saying in different ways that any and all resources that are needed in and around the Madison community, the Abundant Life Christian School community, will be provided, that the Red Cross and other collaborating and coordinating aid agencies are on scene, but that they will make resources available. If you or someone you know is struggling in response to this event or otherwise, if it is in response to this event, please do not hesitate to reach out to Dane County Department of Health and Human Services. Do not hesitate to reach out to the city of Madison. If you need to call 911, if you believe there is a threat, call 911. If you or someone you love is struggling, again, with acute mental health distress, you can always dial the or text the nationwide hotline 988. That is 988. Folks, we're going to get some of your reactions. We're going to take a breath in just a couple of minutes. But again, this incident occurred earlier this morning. First calls to emergency services around 10:57 a.m. Police Chief Barnes saying that it took approximately 15 minutes for first responders to get on scene. I need to fact check that, but that's what I heard. Again, we will be reviewing some of that. We also are going to take the balance of some of the, I think we may have the Q&A that we missed, which we may try to get on the air for you all. A little bit hard to hear those questions as reporters were not mic'd. Important to point out that the reunification site, if you knew staff or students at the Abundant Life Christian School, that reunification site is the SSM Health Center on Stoughton Road and East Buckeye Road. Police Chief Madison, Police Chief Barnes, asking commuters as we approach the end of the day today to please avoid that area, to route around there so that parents or other folks looking for loved ones and their students can get to that reunification site. So again, try to navigate around that. Other notable comments from Police Chief Barnes during the press conference that concluded just moments ago, stating enough is enough. Those sentiments getting echoed in different language, but the similar sentiment by Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, as well as Dane County Executive Melissa Agard, calling on the country that to do better, to do more, to engage in meaningful gun regulation, to stop the deaths of our children in schools. Police Chief Barnes also indicating that police are still on scene, processing the scene, that the area of the shooting was in one place, indicating the shooter did not move throughout the school, that he didn't know if it was in a classroom or a hallway, but that the shooting was centralized in one place, that they immediately moved to secure that scene. I will recap the comments from the police chief, the fire chief, the mayor, and county executive when we return. We'll also start to take your calls and reactions to a terrible tragedy right here in Wisconsin. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to special news coverage on the Civic Media Radio Network. Please stay tuned.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. We're bringing you special breaking coverage of the fatal shooting that occurred this morning at Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. That school serves about 200 families, according to its website, about 390 children. I want to correct some information I shared with you just before we went to break. And that was that it took from the time of the first call to 911 at 10:57 a.m. that it took 15 minutes for first responders to arrive on scene. That is incorrect. They were there in far faster time. That particular 15-minute number came from Madison Fire Chief Chris Carbon. That was from Fire Chief Chris Carbon specifying the time it took from when they first arrived on scene. This is medical, responding medical personnel from when they first arrived on scene to when the last injured person had been transported to the hospital. Again, I want to confirm for all of you that, again, the total is 3 dead. Just confirmed by Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes, 3 dead, including the suspected teenage shooter, who was, again, as reported, a student at the Abundant Life Christian School. 6 others injured, all of them believed to be students, I believe I heard from the police chief. 2 students with life-threatening injuries transported to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. The other 4 with non-threatening injuries transported to St. Mary's. Your reactions are welcome. Please, let's keep this respectful and in keeping with the gravity of this moment. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. It also jumped out at me as I listened to the press conference with everyone that the police chief made special note that he began his career in public service as a public school teacher for 4 years. We're now going to go to Civic Media's own Catherine Lake, who was on scene at the press conference.
That's what I was going to say to you.
Catherine, are you there? This is Maggie. You're on air. Please go ahead. What were your impressions? Any standout moments?
That was the thing I was going to mention, that the police chief used to teach history.
Yes.
It was a remarkable moment for me because this is the same man who, at the very first briefing, when I asked him about, you know, safety in the school, and he said, I don't really love the idea of, and I'm totally misquoting him, but he's not a fan of the idea of metal detectors. And
yes.
So I asked him in the second briefing, you know, you mentioned we're going to talk about mitigating things and what are we going to do? And you also said that you're not a big fan of metal detectors. He turned it right around on me. He said, well, would you want to send your kid to a school without metal with a metal detector, with one? And I said, that's kind of hard to say because right now she's in a school without it. But now I'm thinking I would like it.
Yes.
It's a remarkable time. I'll tell you, Maggie, I moved to Madison the first time in 1991, and it made a lasting impression of peace and great minds and creativity, and everything was awesome. And then I get shuttled off to Chicago to get married, and I love Chicago, very livable city, but I was going to be doggone if I was going to put my kid in high school in Chicago. No, I'm going to bring her back to Madison, and I'm going to put her in a safe school. What was I thinking? There's no place safe.
That's Catherine Lake of Civic Media. Catherine, if you could just stay on the air, a couple of things I just want to remark upon. And again, folks, your respectful, thoughtful comments and reactions are also welcome. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You know, the question of hardening our schools and what does that mean for students? What impact does hardening our schools, whether that is at one end of the spectrum, perhaps arming teachers, perhaps in the middle of the spectrum, installing metal detectors. What does this mean? And in fact, I think one of the questions that we heard pointed to by all of the public officials that spoke at the press conference, Catherine, was this idea that we have to do better about gun regulation and that hardening our schools may be something that we might need to entertain as we unpack all of this, but that the thing that's being used to kill people is guns. And here the police chief specifying it was a handgun. We're joined by Catherine Lake, one of my civic media colleagues who was there at the press conference with the police chief. Catherine, what other details? We had a hard time hearing the Q&A back and forth, but it appeared some other salient details were provided about the family of the shooter cooperating. What other information can you give us that we may have been hard to pick up?
You know, you didn't really miss much. They did ask these questions, but there were no hard answers for us yet. We do not know the sex of the gender of the shooter. We do not know where they are. There are rumors that there is a house being dug through. People asked about whether or not the shooter's phone was available. Was that being looked into? We still have no motive. We did hear that, yes, the family knows and is cooperating. So their house is being, but we don't know who they are. We don't know anything else. And one of the things that really struck me, because I'm on the way to get my daughter from her school, her Madison High School East,
yes,
who was shut down, yes, for another reason today. That was locked up because of an altercation. I can tell you more about that if you're interested.
We're going to have to put a pin in it right there, Catherine. That is my colleague at Civic Media, Catherine Lake, who is live reporting from that press conference. We're going to continue our special coverage. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a statement from the governor, which I'll read to you next, and I want to hear from you. How are you reacting? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We here at Civic Media will be with you through the rest of the afternoon. Please stay tuned.
News from the Center, WRCE. ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Authorities in Madison, Wisconsin say the shooter in Monday's deadly mass shooting at Abundant Life Christian School was a 15-year-old girl student.
She was a student at the school, and evidence suggests she died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police Chief Sean Barnes says a teacher and another student were killed, six other people shot, two critically wounded.
Detectives have talked to her family members this evening, as well as conduct a search of the shooter's home here in Madison.
Motive presently undetermined. Court appearance Tuesday in Altoona, Pennsylvania for Luigi Mangione, accused assassin of the United Healthcare chief executive officer. It's believed he'll end his fight against extradition to New York City. French President Macron announced a period of national mourning after Cyclone Chido. It devastated the Indian Island Ocean of Mayotte. Hundreds, maybe even thousands, are feared dead. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers win in Seattle.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. It's the first time they've won in Seattle since 2008. Head coach Matt LaFleur praised the defense after the win.
Our team effort, especially our defense, I thought they played a really good game. You know, for four quarters, got constant pressure on the quarterback, got a couple takeaways.
Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper had five tackles, a quarterback sack, and his first NFL career interception after missing the last three games with a hamstring injury.
No, I was very hungry to get back out there and do what I did, and thank for my teammates and doing their job.
Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Nebraska yesterday in three straight sets. The Badgers have reached the regionals 12 years in a row.
Just proud of them, the people that they've become and the players they've become and how they've grown as a team. And I think they've represented their university and their community and the state of Wisconsin.
That's Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film, Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies in the overnight and a gusty west wind. Temperatures dropping to the middle 20s. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies remain with highs in the mid-30s. There will be a slight chance of light snow in the late day, around an inch of snow Tuesday night. Right now, it's 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Dr. Tim Slecker. Hey, that's me filling in for Dom. Join me and some educated educators for a special episode on what's happening and what needs to happen in our classroom.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back. If you are rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network bringing you special coverage in the aftermath and the wake of the fatal school shooting earlier this morning at Abundant Life Christian School. The second press conference of the day just concluding moments ago. We had been joined by Civic Media's own Catherine Lake, who is there at the press conference. I'm going to review a few of those comments made at the press conference, mainly for the content therein. Again, the reunification location. If you have a student at the Abundant Life Christian School, if you have a loved one, the reunification site is at the SSM Health Center at Stoughton Road and East Buckeye Road. I will make note. Madison Police Chief Barnes asking people to reroute their evening commutes away from that area to facilitate, again, the reunification of families with students or staff there. I also wanted to share that there had been support reporting on some local Madison TV outlets earlier today that in what can be only described as a cruel irony that earlier today, first responders were actually doing an active school shooter training in Madison when the calls came in from the Abundant Life Christian School at 10:07 a.m. this morning that they had indeed an active shooter. The police chief during the press conference making note that he began his time as a public servant with 4 years as a public school teacher, as a teacher. Again, what a sad, sad irony. And he noted this. He said, quote, "We owe it to our community to do everything possible to ensure that schools are not just a special place, but a safe place. All the public officials asking for patience that they will make information available as they can." The police chief making special note that they are taking great care to ensure that the survivors, the students from the Abundant Life Christian School, aren't questioned without care being given to their current mental health. Again, if it were your son or daughter, you certainly would not want them subjected to rigorous police questioning, as important as it is for police to gain information and insight as quickly as possible into the shooting, that they're taking their time, that they will be consulting with mental health experts to ensure that students are not re-traumatized when police speak with them about what occurred today just outside of Madison, a school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School. To recap, Police Chief Barnes confirming that three are dead today, including the shooter, who was reportedly a student at the Abundant Life Christian School, a teenager, according to Police Chief Barnes. The other two killed, one teacher and one fellow student, also reportedly a teenager. Six others injured, two with life-threatening injuries being treated at the University of Wisconsin-Madison hospitals, and four others being transported to St. Mary's with non-life-threatening injuries. Fire Chief Chris Carbon from Madison saying that, again, at 10:57, five engine companies, four ladder companies, and 15 ambulances were immediately dispatched. In addition, 11 off-duty fire officers were on scene at Abundant Life. Again, three people with life-threatening injuries to the University of Wisconsin hospitals. One ended up dying there of their injuries, four with non-threatening injuries to St. Mary's, and that from the moment that the medical first responders arrived at Abundant Life Christian School to transport of the last injured patient took 15 minutes. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway emphasizing what the police chief had said earlier today at around 12:30, and again during this 2:30 press conference, there is no continuing safety threat in the Madison community. also superintendent of Madison Public Schools, issued a statement earlier today. If you are a parent of a student enrolled in Madison Public Schools, their school district will continue to be open. Classes will continue tomorrow. The mayor reiterating that there is no ongoing danger or threat to the community, expressing condolences to the families and the entire Abundant Life Christian School community, emphasizing that there will be, of course, support for victims and families, that there will be a, quote, whole of government response to this tragedy. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard also giving comments at the press conference, which concluded just about 20 minutes ago, making clear that no one should have to endure this, that those that may be suffering, that have trauma in response to this, that you are not alone, that we, the Dane County government, the City of Madison government, Madison Police and Fire, we are all here to support you. I made note of the language used by Fire Chief Chris Carbon. He phrased it this way: our hearts are with you and our arms are around everyone impacted today. I can only echo those sentiments on behalf of myself and everyone here at Civic Media. Dane County Social Services, as well as Red Cross and various consolidated agencies, were on scene immediately responding. Please do reach out to the Dane County Department of Health and Human Services or the City of Madison Health Department if you need assistance. If anyone you know or love is experiencing acute mental health distress, you can call or text 988. That is a national hotline. If you perceive an immediate threat to anyone's health or safety, please dial 911. Police Chief Barnes also confirming that there was no school resource officer, no SRO, as far as he was aware, at Abundant Life Christian School. An SRO is nomenclature for a police officer that is staffed to and whose beat is a school. SROs have become somewhat of a cause célèbre, cause du jour, especially from some on the right, in response to this, the what seems to be an increasing number of fatal school shootings in this country. Police Chief Barnes saying, if there was some sort of school security officer there, it was not Madison Police, because all he knows where all of his on-duty officers are or were, and none was stationed at Abundant Life Christian School. Police Chief Barnes also indicating that, again, they will be interviewing witnesses, that they had prepared warrants, and that searches will begin as is possible. Police Chief Barnes asking people, again, if you see something, to say something. If you believe there is a threat, to call the Madison Police Department. Again, that is what we know at this time. Your thoughts and comments are welcome. The text and phone lines are open. I will go there now. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I ask you all to keep in mind the tragedy of the day in whatever comments you may have. John Hartman from Hubertus pointing out that we should take care to not turn this into political arguments. Kevin from Maguanago echoing that as well. I think part of the challenge here is that when we experience tragedy, especially tragedy like this, so very, very close to home, our human instinct is to, one, seek to blame and know who to point the finger at. And that is made more complicated, more difficult, more tragic when the shooter is themselves a child, and when, as here, the shooter is also dead. Certain courts have sought to hold parents accountable, to hold those who do not secure weapons accountable. And the second part, when we experience these tragedies, is not just who to blame, but we want to know what to do. We want to know what we each can do to prevent this from happening again. We want to take action. And so when commentators like myself or other callers or folks on the text line ask us to reinterrogate our nation's seeming inaction when it comes to the proliferation of guns in our society, I think folks can criticize that as politicizing a tragedy, but it is a question that now again must be asked. We have more guns on a per capita basis than any westernized democracy, and we have more death as a result of gun-related violence than any other Western democracy. Robert from McFarland saying, do you think thoughts and prayers will work this time? Sadly, no. But in this moment, our thoughtful discussion is all that we can offer in addition to those thoughts and prayers. Carol, from Madison. She's listening on the app. She says, the reunification site for families is the clinic I took my now grown children to. Three people aren't going home to their families tonight. I'm not nearly as close as I could be, but I am sad and furious. Nothing will change. Just another shooting, and our politicians can't care enough to implement real solutions. That from Carol in Madison. Diane from Madison texting in on WMDS. Hello, Maggie. My heart goes out to all the students and their families during this sad, sad time for the city of Madison. I am praying that soon and very soon metal detectors will be installed in all of MMSD schools as soon as possible. We need them. We need all of the resources we can to protect our children. Miss Diane, she signs her note, a former family community liaison. Ken Bob from Dailyville here. He writes in, I'm questioning what I understand to be the timeline from news reports. I saw the organized procession of police and emergency vehicles heading towards the shooting this morning and sent a text to my fellow coworkers to let them know something big was happening. I sent this text at 10:23 a.m. As I was approaching the Cottage Grove exit. We heard earlier from my colleague, Catherine Lake, that there was another school security incident today related to, by Catherine Lake's reporting, a fight that broke out at Madison East High School. Perhaps there were also first responders involved there. Ken Bob, I cannot speak beyond that to the time, to the timeline. John Hartman from Hubertus also writes in, there needs to be awareness to release dry chemical fire extinguishers in school halls as soon as something like this occurs. They do tend to blur the area, provide a seeming cover. Let's see here. In addition, someone texting in, let's see, this is from the WAUK. It is sad to me. This is Sue texting in from WAUK. Our Republican senators often wear AK-15 gun pins. It has been a tragic day here in Wisconsin, certainly in the Madison area community, as three people lost their lives, including the shooter, following a fatal school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School. I'll give you my concluding thoughts and take more messages from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Civic Media's special coverage of a fatal school shooting continues right here after these brief messages.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, bringing you special breaking coverage of the fatal shooting that occurred this morning at Abundant Life Christian School. Three are dead, including the suspected teenage shooter who was a student at Abundant Life. Also dead, it is believed, one teacher and one student also from Abundant Life Christian School. Six others injured, two with life-threatening injuries who were transported to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital, four others with non-life-threatening injuries transported to St. Mary's Hospital. According to Madison Fire Chief Chris Carbon, after the first 911 calls were received at 10:57 and dispatched, five engine companies, four ladder companies, and 15 ambulances, as well as 11 off-duty officers, all responding on scene. Numerous law enforcement officers from the Madison Police Department. I'm taking your thoughts and reflections. Let's keep them respectful and in keeping with the solemnity and gravity and seriousness and tragedy of this moment. Steve from Milwaukee remarking that it is sad what Senator Murphy has been able to get done in terms of gun legislation. He's often one of the leading proponents and introduces various gun legislation. Steve asking us to revisit control of particularly assault rifles in the United States. Of note, Madison Police Chief Barnes did state during the press conference at 2:30 that it was a handgun involved in the shooting today. As the reporting continues, I shudder to think what the death toll may have been had it been an AR-15 or some other highly automatic, large capacity magazine, automatic rifle or AR-15 styled weapon. I want to also let you know that the next press briefing, which Civic Media will be bringing to you live, is expected at 5:30. That's at 5:30. That is the next press briefing about the fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, which enrolls about 200 families, just shy of 400 children, where three
were killed today, including the suspected teenage shooter who was a student there. Todd, from the north side of Madison, sir, what would you like to say this afternoon?
Thanks for taking my call, Maggie. As an educator, I would just like to challenge my colleagues especially, but anyone, my colleagues especially, to every time something like this happens, every time we are in a training or a meeting where we are tasked with dealing with and thinking about and preparing for gun violence, that we're also calling our representatives and saying, we expect them to do something proactively to prevent this type of thing from happening, to have some common sense gun legislation. As educators, you know, we're not here to clean up messes. That's not what we do as educators. We prepare our students to be successful. And so we do not take well to just allowing problems to happen and then shrugging our shoulders and saying, we'll deal with it later. We want proactive solutions. Is that true?
Thanks so much. That's Todd from the north side of Madison asking us all to get on the horn and start calling our legislators to do something to prevent these sorts of school shootings and fatal tragedies. I echo those sentiments. Todd, Wes from Middleton texting in, when is enough going to be enough? We know that the next 4 years, gun violence may get worse. If I were Tony Evers, I would call a special session tomorrow at 8 a.m. and ensure that the legislature has to go on the record with their inaction. This is not a political issue, Wes writes. This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is a matter of doing right by our children. Steve from Madison expressing that our society seems really screwed up right now. Mary from Wauwatosa stating prevention is the focus and it is needed in this hour of national crisis as a matter of nearly like disease prevention. I see the analogy, Mary. Proactive healthcare to prevent disease is always preferable to the treatment of disease after the fact. Hear, hear, Mary. Joshua from Wausau states this. How many more of our kids must die for our politicians to do something? The whole argument about metal detectors is that we shouldn't need them. There shouldn't be so many guns. Tomorrow, I just want to let y'all know what I plan on focusing. We will update the reporting on this tragedy right here in our backyards. And I'll also share with you threat assessments. How do we understand? How can you understand? How can you and your children understand when threats may be very real and very imminent? I will also discuss and share with you what the Federal Bureau of Investigation has suggested in response to active shooter incidents. In other words, what to do if this happens at your workplace, what to share with your children if it happens in their school, so that we can all be better protected together. Thank you for sharing this time with me. More civic media special coverage of this tragic and fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School is going to continue right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The next press conference will take live at 5:30, so keep it tuned in. My name is Maggie Dawn. You've been listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Be safe out there, all.
From the center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
Is marijuana legalization a mistake? Elton John thinks so. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more on the next Earl Ingram Show.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Authorities in Madison, Wisconsin say a teenage girl student was the shooter at the Abundant Life Christian School, killing two people, a fellow student and a teacher, and wounding six others. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Of the six injured and taken to local hospitals, two students remain in critical condition. Their injuries are life-threatening.
The chief says the shooter took her own life. Detectives have questioned her parents and searched the home. A judge in New York City rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction thrown out on the grounds of the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, but the case's overall future remains unclear. Ukraine's military intelligence and the Pentagon say some North Korean troops have been killed in action in Russia's Kursk region, around 30 killed in a battle with Ukrainian troops over the weekend. This is ABC News. During his Mar-a-Lago news conference Monday, President-elect